This podcast is brought to you by the Howie Car Show store. Go to howiecarshow.com and click on the store to see our latest great deals on t-shirts, books, and so much more.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
Seattle putting a stop to CHOP, clearing out the city's autonomous protest zone once and for all.
The police department warning in a tweet, anyone who remains in the area or returns to the area is subject to arrest.
15 arrested so far. Witnesses say CHOP is now almost entirely cleared out.
Now get out and stay out. Scram out of here.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Mark McCloskey, he is the St. Louis homeowner we told you about. He and his wife holding guns, keeping protesters away, in their opinion, from their home on a private street. How do you feel about becoming the face of political resistance to the Black Lives Matter movement? They were protesting, and he has become the face. The president retweeted this for a reason.
He became.
Counselor, look, I let you make your points. Let the rejoinders happen, and then you can go. You have been used and politically weaponized as a face of white resistance to that movement. I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
This is CNN.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
A federal court ruled that you and Governor Cuomo violated the Constitution by restricting religious services. You treated the protesters who were on the streets differently than the religious gatherings that were on the streets.
The protests were an entirely different reality, a national phenomenon, and obviously had profound meaning.
Have you heard the story of Jesus Christ?
Unchained and unstoppable.
You know, some of the top players in this issue, not just in the U.S., but in other countries, have changed their tune. Take the mask, okay? Dr. Fauci didn't think he needed to wear a mask. I view him as probably one of the most credible people on this issue you're going to find anywhere in the country.
Which only proves that you're too young to be a good judge of character.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Another future poll question. Who's a bigger tool, Fredo Cuomo or Charlie Parker, the governor of Massachusetts? It's a real toss-up based on that intro. 844-500-4242. We've got some more sound cuts of both of those esteemed gentlemen, those Ivy League degree-holding tools. Anyway. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon, and I think a lot of the chump line messages are going to revolve around Superman and Batman. Time Magazine is out today with a story saying it's what it boils down to is it's time to defund superheroes because they work too closely with the police. You know, I mean, again, Batman responds to the bat signal. It's controlled by Commissioner Gordon. And, you know, Superman helps out sometimes. He's not as tied to the thin blue line as Batman is, but he's an operative of state power. There's no question about it. But he's an alien. I mean, a real, not just an illegal alien. He's not of this earth. He's from Krypton. You know, I don't know if you know that or not. Let's go with the chump line.
Hey, Howie. I guess CHOP was turned into CHOP Suey.
You can't come into CHOP. What do you think we are, CHOP the liver? Now they've been chopped to ribbons. Chop suey. Out.
First, there was chopped chumps. Now there's chopped chop.
Yeah, and I was just listening to some messages that didn't make this chump line. They're definitely worth going to here tonight on Chopped Chumps. The Chump Line is brought to you today by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. And believe it or not, Matthews Brothers was actually started by three actual brothers, Spencer Walcott Matthews, Noah Merrill Matthews, and Sanford Hills Matthews. They were real people who made real contributions to their community. We're proud to brand our windows with their names.
So it looks like the shelf life of these independent zones are about 3 weeks. Good thing President Trump didn't buy it on that one, huh?
Yeah, when they invaded that mayor's neighborhood, that was the end of CHOP. It's funny when they come to your own woke political leader's neighborhood. Said woke political leader comes down hard on them. The mayor of Seattle is also talking about trying to get someone on the city council or local prosecutors to do something about that crazy city councilor who was in the mob that came to her house and who opened up City Hall to the mobs to come inside. So they're turning on each other. That's the way it always is in revolutions. You could just ask Trotsky.
Hey, Howie, I think they should name the dog Chaz.
That's another one of our stories today. Boston University has sent out an email to their entire community, the Terrier community, that they're going to have a committee to consider the name of said Boston Terrier, which is Rhett. And Rhett is now associated with a movie.
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
But the dog's name is associated with Gone with the Wind. A fictional character associated with the Confederacy, slavery, and sexual assault. And that has prompted important conversations. Conversations.
Hey, Rhett, how do you feel about all this Boston Terrier bashing that's going on? Rantley, right rear, right row, river ram.
What kind of summer are you having, Rhett? Rough. Rough.
Howie, HCRN, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. You work for the Boston Phoenix Evening Herald Traveler American. My question for you is, why has the COVID death toll in Massachusetts been reduced? Did they realize they're burying people alive or something? I mean it.
Yeah, if you didn't see it, the COVID death toll is declining. I mean, that should tell you something about the validity of these statistics. Yesterday, there were 130 people who were dead under the age of 50. Today, there are 129 dead. Yesterday, there were 5,111 people died in nursing homes. As of today, six of them have come back to life. There's only 5,105 deaths in nursing homes. But this is totally on the level. You can trust all these people. They know what they're doing.
I wish everybody would stop picking on Joe Biden. After all, he's just like the rest of us. He puts his pants on one arm at a time.
Yes. 603 says, so you're telling me that Lex Luthor is a good guy now? Yeah, so is Brainiac. All these guys, they fight Superman, the Riddler, the Joker, all these people that go up against the superheroes. They're just they just come from deprived backgrounds. We have to be more understanding of them.
Defund Batman, defund Superman.
That's what Time Magazine says. Read you the headline again. We're re-examining how we portray cops on screen. Now it's time to talk about superheroes. And Time Magazine wonders why people don't take it seriously anymore.
The real reason Ted Kennedy objected to you calling him Fat Boy is because you were fatter than him. God, it's like Elizabeth Warren calling somebody Whitey.
I beg your pardon. At my fattest, I was never as fat as Ted Kennedy. And if you disagree with me, I would direct you to one of my books available at HowieCarShow.com/store. Kennedy Babylon, Volume 1. I spent several hundred dollars to get a picture of him without a shirt on at the height of his obesity. And it's It's telling. I'll leave it at that. Kennedy Babylon, Volume 1.
I'd shell out a couple hundred just to remove that from my memory.
I had to pay for most of the pictures in Kennedy Babylon. I got for free from the Herald. I got permission to use them. I actually paid for the picture of Ted Kennedy without a shirt on in the early 1990s. It was that bad.
We look up the ancestry, and evidently, Batman was one quarter Moonbat on his mother's side. He gets a pass.
I mean, if he comes out of the closet about his relationship with Robin, that's another way he might be able to survive. 207 says, seems like Rhett is gone with the whim. Very well put. Yes, Rhett will not be down for breakfast.
Howie, Anthony Fauci calling. There's no reason to be walking around with mattress shorts when you're in the middle of an outbreak. Wearing mattress shorts might make people feel a little bit better, but they're not providing the perfect fashion that people think they are. In fact, they suck. Now, mattress face masks, on the other hand.
That's not a bad Fauci impersonation. And Charlie Baker says, well, even, you know, Fauci was wrong on masks before he became right on masks. I would say he was right about masks when he said they weren't necessary before he decided to switch to the politically correct totalitarian submissive point of view, which is everybody has to wear a mask. Not because it's good for preventing COVID. You have to wear a mask because we told you you have to wear a mask. That's the more important thing by far.
When you need help in seconds, the Seattle police are only 4 weeks away.
It really wasn't their fault, though, was it? It was more the mayor's fault. I put it more on her and that idiot governor, Jay Inslee, who said he didn't even know what Chaz was. This was in the opening days. The decline and fall of the Chaz Empire. I don't think it'll be 8 volumes like the decline and fall of the Roman Empire.
No, 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 basement man.
Batman on the ropes. Superman. He's getting this is what was the thing that the crazy kryptonite that brought on all kinds of weird reactions? It was red kryptonite. This is like a red kryptonite trip for Superman. It's like bad acid. What's going on? They want to get rid of Superman now.
That was your last Chump Line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday, and we play the messages that didn't quite make it for whatever reason. At 7 o'clock, you can get them on a special podcast called Chopped Chumps. It's pretty funny today. I was just listening to some of the ones that were excised for reasons of space and taste both, but it's pretty funny. Check out Chopped Chumps at 7 o'clock tonight, wherever you get your Howie Carr podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. And believe it or not, Matthews Brothers was actually started by three actual brothers, Spencer Walcott Matthews, Noah Merrill Matthews, and Sanford Hills Matthews. They were real people who made real contributions to their community. We're proud to brand our windows with their names.
Hey, Rhett, how do you feel about all this Boston Terrier bashing that's going on? Rantley, right rear. Rilo, River Ram.
Some people say they knew the name was Rhett. I never knew that. Never knew. I knew they were the BU Terriers. I wasn't even that clear that they were the Boston Terriers because they never looked that closely, and I certainly didn't know the name. I wonder if AOC knew the name and just enabled white supremacy. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the maestro of microaggression. He's Howie Carr.
This is Jay in Hingham, Massachusetts.
This is Gloria from Haverhill, Mass.
Hi, this is Joe from Howie in the Hills, Florida. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
If you're thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950 first. It breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they're gone from carpets and padding for good. Save yourself a lot of money. You don't have to replace that carpet, that padding. And Genesis 950 is also good for garage floors, for kitchen floors, anything. Order a gallon direct at Genesis950.com. Enter code Howie to get more than $10 in savings. Taylor, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Who will be canceled first, Superman or Batman?
Meaning who is most offensive to the woke mobs that are prowling the highways and byways of America? I'm going to say it's Batman. And because Superman is an illegal alien, but as 781 points out, he may be an illegal alien, but he is a white male who is for truth, justice, and the American way. And that just won't do for the radical woke mob. That's true. But Batman is a billionaire. And he has a wicked big carbon footprint with the Batmobile and the bat signal, and he works directly with the police. Just ask Commissioner Gordon. I'm voting for Batman.
It's actually at a 50-50 split right now.
That's a good poll question. That's what we like. 844-500-4242. So back to a little bit of Mark McCloskey, the lawyer who held off the mob in St. Louis inside the on his private property inside the gated community. And Fredo Cuomo, who's I doubt has ever faced down a mob, who's never had to worry about being dragged out of his house and assaulted or worse, never had to worry about people screaming that they're going to live in his house after he's dead, i.e. after they've murdered him. Fredo has the audacity to ask McCloskey if he wasn't overreacting. Listen to this one. Cut six.
I'm sure a house like that has cameras. Do you have video of them coming up the steps and being in your house?
I'm not going to discuss the level of my private security on national television.
Oh,
that's not a topic.
But do you have proof of them approaching your house?
Why didn't you just go back in and let them break into the house? And after they killed you, it would have been easy for the police to track them down because you would have had security footage. What is he talking about? Good Lord. Cut two.
To be clear, did anything happen to you or your property?
Did anything happen? My life has been ruined.
We'll get to that, Mr. McCloskey. I don't mean to cut you off. But I'm saying that night, did anything happen to you, your family, or your property?
Yeah, it's called social intimidation. It's called terrorism. Chris, what's the definition of terrorism? To use violence and intimidation to frighten the public. That's what was happening that night. It's what happened to me. And that's the damage I suffered.
How about the gate? That gate belongs to the homeowners association, of which he's part. They're going to have to replace that. The insurance isn't going to cover that. Plus, again, there's the intimidation factor. You know, you live in a gated community because you want to be immune, or as immune as possible, from this kind of social mob violence. We'll take some calls when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And, you know, Fredo is also really angry that Trump retweeted the pictures of, or the video of McCloskey and his wife facing down the mob. And he's also angry. I guess what really angers him even more, and he actually said it, is that McCloskey went on Tucker Carlson first at 8 o'clock, before he went on Fredo at 9. Obviously, Fredo's on against Tucker, excuse me, I think, or I can't remember. I forget. Anyway, he went on Tucker before he went on Fredo. I don't know the lineup on CNN because I haven't been in an airport much lately or an emergency room, and that's the only time I would ever watch CNN, and I would just be watching them as I tried to find a new seat where I could not watch them.
I mean, Howie, in his defense, he probably wanted some people to actually see the segment.
Right. You know, and the thing is, it's like, you know, here's Fredo. He's got the house. He's got the big million-dollar house. He's paid millions of dollars for his dozens of viewers. And he broke the quarantine curfew when he had the virus to go out and check on his own house. But yet he's full of withering contempt, hypocritical contempt for this guy McCloskey for wanting to defend his own house. Listen to McCloskey, and you know, you feel the same way about your house or something you've owned. You have pride of ownership, and you put your heart and soul, blood, sweat, tears into this whatever it is, whether it's a business or a house or a car or anything. And Fredo was just giving him grief for wanting to defend it. And here's what he said. Cut 12. Oh, this is from Tucker's show, but he's explaining it. Here it is. Cut 12.
Tucker, I lived out in West St. Louis County in a nice, secure neighborhood. 32 years ago, we moved into the city and took on a project to restore a house that nobody else wanted. And, you know, we were urban pioneers in those days. And we've been there ever since, working to build and maintain St. Louis and this very historic neighborhood. And I saw it all going up in flames and my life destroyed in an instant. And I did what I thought I had to do to protect my hearth, my home, and my family.
And his dog. He was also worried about his dog. Here's the police report. The group began yelling obscenities and threats of harm to both victims. When the victims observed multiple subjects who were armed, they then armed themselves and contacted police. But of course, the district attorney, or the circuit attorney, as it's called in the Missouri, Kimberly Gardner, she's a George Soros backed. She was elected with George Soros' support. She said that she was, quote, alarmed at events that occurred over the weekend where peaceful protesters were met by guns in a violent assault. Peaceful protesters. We're going to live in that house when you're dead. And some of them were brandishing firearms themselves. But this leftist persecutor calls them peaceful protesters. 844-500-4242. And this is McCloskey to Fredo. One more cut, and then it's about a minute, then we'll take some calls here. This is talking about the peaceful protesters, as the prosecutor calls them. Cut 3.
You were the one pointing a loaded weapon at a group of people who were walking past looking for the mayor's house as a point of protest.
No, I'm doing this. Chris, that's an entirely false concept. No single media outlet has ever mentioned the complete falsity of that statement. The mayor's house cannot be reached through my neighborhood. Lyda Crewson lives up on a road called Lake and Washington. That's three blocks north and a half a mile west of my house.
So where do you think they were going?
They were going through a private neighborhood for the intention of going through a private neighborhood, in my humble opinion. In retrospect, at the time, I didn't have any time to think about this. However, the leader of the entity called Expect Us that organized this, whatever it was, announced ahead of time that he does not want to have a peaceful protest. He wants to have it be as disruptive as possible. And when interviewed subsequently, he said, I know it was illegal. I know it was a private neighborhood. But when you're doing protests of this nature, it's necessary to break the law to get your ends met. And that's what was happening.
It's like in Boston, this group FTP, and again, I can't even tell you what FTP stands for. Most of you know, I think, if you live in the city or you know anybody who lives in the city. FTP Boston, they vandalized.
Wait, is it fund the police?
It's the police. You got two-thirds of it. You even got some of the letters right in fund.
Okay, I see where you got it.
Okay, FTP Boston. They didn't like the way 8 city councilors voted on the budget to continue funding for the police and other city agencies. And so they vandalized their houses. Some of them, they couldn't get to the houses themselves. So they put these report cards, they glued them to the sidewalk. But in most cases, they just glued with this horribly effective adhesive that's hard to get off of brick or mortar or shingles. They glued it to the city councilor's homes. And then, you know, so yesterday the Herald says, can we speak to some of the people who did this vandalism? Oh, the members of FTP are not currently available for interviews. So they're just running away and hiding. Then 7 of the 8 city councilors, or I guess, no, 5 of the 8 city councilors filed police reports, incident reports, make it easier to get insurance payments for the removal of these things. But where do they get off, vandalizing and threatening other people? You know, there's an old saying, your freedom of speech ends at the tip of my nose. And it ends at the tip of my driveway, too. 844-500-4242. 781, the peaceful protesters were only threatening peaceful bodily harm. Exactly. Patrick, what was the complaint this guy has, this McCloskey? Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. I just want to give you a report that I'm in Wilmington, Delaware, driving out towards Newark, Delaware, where the University of Delaware is.
Yeah, I know where Newark is.
I've yet to see a single sign for Joe Biden.
Yeah. And I'll tell you one thing, you're definitely not going to see Patrick, and that's Joe Biden himself. I don't think he'll be coming out of the basement again for another month or 6 weeks. Do you, after that performance yesterday?
But it's hard to imagine the polls when you're out, and I don't see anybody supporting him. I don't know how the polls can be 10 points ahead of Trump right now. I just don't get that.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. I think there's a hidden vote for Trump, and people just don't want to be singled out and face the same kind of social media firestorm that this guy McCloskey is facing. And he's he gave money to Biden. He's one of these lawyers, you know, who was trying to ride the tiger, and now he's been thrown off, and he sees his only real friends are people who vote for Donald Trump. Yeah, I know Newark well, Patrick. My beloved 59 Chevy Impala caught fire there in my senior year, and I had to spend the night there while I figured out what to do, how to get back to Massachusetts. It was I have bad memories of Newark, Delaware. Spell like Newark, but pronounced Newark, Delaware. Thanks for the call, Patrick. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Yes, Howie, it occurred to me that the reported decrease in COVID deaths is because the Democrats need those votes. I mean, they might be dead, they might be alive, but what does that matter? But because people are thinking, well, the Democrats, you know, they're using these dead people's votes. So if they say they're not dead, well, then they can use the votes.
Oh, I don't know if you saw this, but, they've arrested 4 people in Paterson, New Jersey, who were apparently, they're charged with stealing votes in a mail-in only city election, including 2 of the winners up for the city council seats. They've been fired, and now Grafton, Massachusetts, which is kind of an affluent suburb of Worcester, in Worcester County, has discovered the city clerk, or the assistant city clerk, town clerk, excuse me, has discovered 200 missing ballots, Dan. 200 ballots that weren't counted in the election last week, a town election. Now you might say, well, so who cares about a town election? Well, this was a Proposition 2.5 override. So this was $4 million on the table. $4 million was going to be added to the property taxes of the voters of Grafton. And the woke crowd prevailed by 98 votes to raise the taxes by $4 million. But now it turns out 200 ballots were discarded. You think that's going to happen a lot in the fall election? You think there are going to be a lot of Grafton, Massachusetts, and Paterson, New Jersey's out there? 844-500-4242. 509 says, what about all the cigarettes in the trunk? Well, I was that time I was just going back up there for a few days. I didn't have any cigarettes in the trunk, but that's a good point. I would have been even more brokenhearted if I'd have lost like 50 cartons of cigarettes that I'd bought for $3 in North Carolina and was planning to sell for $7 or $8 in Massachusetts, like I always did. 844-500-4242. William, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, William.
Hey, Howie. This is William. Listen, I've been pounding my head against the wall here when you keep talking about the poll question of who's going to go first, Batman or Superman.
Yeah.
Well, you keep referring to him as Superman as an alien, but I think it's all past that. I believe the reason Superman's going to be gone first is because him and his brother were actually actors in Gone with the Wind.
Was George
his
Reeves?
Brother George Reeves. Steve George Reeves and George Reeves.
Wait. Was Steve? Are you sure Steve Reeves was George Reeves' brother? I don't know about that. I'm not sure.
Yes. Well, you can look it up. And they were pining over Scarlett O'Hara at the time before she actually met Rhett.
So,
and George Reeves went on to be in some Marx Brothers movies and played more thug roles as a thug. But
he was one of the worst actors of the 20th century, wasn't he, William? George Reeves, who played Superman.
Yeah. But I'm just saying that I think that's why he's going to go before Batman. Yeah, and I just wanted to get that out.
No,
I didn't hear anybody mention it.
That's a good point.
I believe it's because they were in the movie Gone with the Wind.
In case of a tie, the guy who was played by an actor who was in Gone with the Wind is going first. That's a good observation, William. And George Reeves, he was the kind of actor my father always used to say he can't act his way out of a paper bag, and it's certainly he was a worse actor than Victor Mature, if you remember him.
According to Wikipedia, there's no mention of Steve Reeves being related to George Reeves.
Yeah, I don't think he is. Steve Reeves was in all those old Italian, the first wave of Italian gladiator movies where everything was dubbed in. The first movie you went to and you saw these people they're talking. The English is coming out, but it doesn't match up with the way the lips are lip syncing. It took me about a half of the first movie I saw like that to figure out what was going on. Of course, I guess I was kind of slow on the uptake. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here, chumps. More Howie Carr after this.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
George Reeves was an only child. So was Jor-El, who later became known as, when he arrived on Earth, as Clark Kent. He was Ma and Pa Kent's only child, and he was adopted. 844-500-4242, and then he moved to Metropolis from Smallville, and the rest is history, as they say. And soon Superman himself will be history, because he stood, at one time anyway, for truth, justice, and the American way. Although I'm told that, he's made many PC feints and moves in the last decade or so, but I kind of missed out on that. I've stopped following him, like a lot of other people. When he gave up the American way, I'm told he renounced his American citizenship too at one point. I've also been told that Supergirl has gone over to the other team, if you know what I mean. Who wants this stuff? I like the old comic books. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Howie. What this person should have said, what was he, a DA out there that stood in front of his house with?
Oh, no, he's a personal injury lawyer. He's a private lawyer.
Oh, okay. What he should have said when they say, was your property damaged? He should have said, no, it wasn't, and I owe it all to the fact that I effectively exercised my Second Amendment right,
right,
and made it clear by standing there with my weapon that I would use deadly force to protect my property.
Right.
That's what he should have said.
Right. No, I agree, Bill. I think he was somewhat taken aback by the obnoxious nature of Cuomo's questions and the fact that he seemed utterly clueless to what it's like to even be able to perceive to what the reality is of facing down a mob. And plus, he said, his life had been ruined. It had to change all of his phone numbers. He probably has private security now and is going to have it for the foreseeable future. I mean, his life is turned upside down through no fault of his own. And Chris Cuomo has absolutely zero sympathy for the guy. What would Cuomo have done? Just call up his brother and tell him to send out the New York State Police to defend him, like he's probably been guarded his whole life or most of his life when his father was governor for, what, three terms? Phil, you're next. Quickly, Phil, not much time left.
I just want to say that he knows and you know what Pelosi would say. She'd say, I'm going to pray for those guys. Let them go. And I'm going to pray for Trump. I'll pray for them.
Yeah. You know, whenever she says pray, I respell it as P-R-E-Y. Yeah, that's the only praying she's ever going to do for Donald Trump. Just making up these preposterous lies that I don't know what the Russians have on him. Shut up. Be quiet. San Francisco, her hometown, has banned mugshots. Well, that should make it easier to control crime. I'm Howie Carr.